what's been on my mind the last couple of days is purpose. Yeah. And even in the song, Who Am I? The line in here, by his own purpose in Christ. Yes. Now we know what the purpose of Christ was. And that purpose started when Adam sinned. And that purpose ended when he died on the cross for us. I want to read a couple of scriptures. So we know through Christ's life, that was his purpose. And he was here with us, with others, for the 30-some years he was here. He experienced everything we experienced.
Amen.
And that was purposed. There's no question about that. I believe the purpose yesterday is yet to be seen for President Trump not getting the bullet in his head and dying. There was a purpose there. We haven't seen it yet. We all feel in our hearts what we want that purpose to be, to change this country, which it needs to be changed. And every commentary we've seen is, and even Donald Trump was talking about God, you know, also prayer. So their minds are in the right place. I'm going to read this, and bear with me. This is in Proverbs 3:27. I'm going to read it like it's not, then read it. It is God's purpose to place specific people in our lives that need help. And it is also his job to give us the resources to help his people. Proverbs 3:27. Withhold not good from them whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine own hand to do it. So what I just explained, backed up by this scripture. And I'm getting to where I'm going. In Luke chapter 3, verse 11, here's the interpretation. Anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same. This is John 3:11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give a fish for a serpent? A serpent instead of a fish. I experienced something yesterday that I saw. This particular person had to drop off some material at a job. Then he had to go get some more material. As he was going up to the Home Depot to get the material, he saw a man and a woman on the side of the road. It was 98 degrees, pushing a wheelchair. They probably had everything they owned on them. And he thought, well, I wonder where they're going. There's nothing out here. Gets this material on the way back. They're further up the road. This time, they're going up a hill like that. I mean, he's pushing. He's hard. She's in the chair. She can't walk. He delivers his material. The owner at the job site said, you want a bottle of water? No, I have plenty in my truck. No, I think you need this water. Take it. That person got in his truck and started going further north. He sees that couple again. As he passes them, they're making tracks. As he sees them, he passes them. He looks down at that bottle of water and remembers what that man said. He turns that truck around. He goes down there and gives him that bottle of water and then some more. The couple asks, can you give us a ride to the next gas station? He said, sure. Put your wheelchair in back here in the back of the truck. And they said, oh, we'll just get in the back of the truck. And he said, no, get in a cab where it's nice and cool. He passes two convenience stores to a third to get them to the convenience store, goes in with the man, leaves her outside. He buys them some things. He buys water and some sandwiches, you know, fruitful things for them. They've been traveling over Florida. They're trying to get to Nashville, Tennessee. So they traveled by wheelchair and by people helping along the way, and they were in Ball Ground, Georgia. Canton, Georgia, Ball Ground. They go inside, they get their things, and they're trying to get to Nashville because that's where resources are good for them. She's a diabetic. Their testimony was they've been clean for many years, and they've been addicts, and there's nobody helping them. So their next venture is to go from Ball Ground to Chattanooga by foot. I asked them, how many weeks will that take? They said 3. The next thing that happened after he got this good, the things, and the guy didn't overdo it in buying things, comes outside. His girlfriend is crying. She said, we have a ride to Chattanooga. So, okay, that just didn't happen. All the placements of that day just didn't happen. The purpose of God was to help that couple that day, and the Lord provided. Never walk by somebody in need, no matter what you might think of them. You don't know their situation. They might be drug addicts. They might be homeless. They might be this or that. But even if you help them or give them money, it's up to them to do the right thing with it. And I feel like the Lord blessed that couple yesterday. And searching through the scriptures, I had to go through and search the scriptures to find the purpose. You know, God's in this thing. This is going to come from Hebrews 6, chapter 10, in conclusion. God is not unjust. This is translation. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you helped his people and continue to help them. This is Hebrews chapter 3, verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye ministered to the saints and do minister. It does not go unforgotten. This morning, that person was me. And this morning, I'm sitting here praying. I pray that Brother Marty calls on me this morning. And he did. The Lord is in it. The Lord is in so many things that you don't know, that you don't see. But the Spirit of the God shows you and reveals it to you. I did something very violent to myself not that long ago. And my purpose has been, since the Lord saved me from that situation, is what is my purpose? My purpose yesterday was to be there to help those folks. And I did. Now, every day, and I've seen a lot of different things since that incident that the Lord has led me to do. And I recognize it, and I thank him for that. The glory does not go to me. It goes to God. God Almighty. Thank you. I was not excused. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks today for your grace and mercy. We give thanks for your purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ dying for our sins. And we pray that your purpose to us is shown to us daily in our lives, how we can help one another and your children, O Lord, not looking for anything from it, but just as an act of love and an act of what you've commanded us to do. Give us the strength each day to see this and the Spirit to show us, Lord. We give thanks for this day, and we do pray for this great nation of ours for a turnaround. And we give thanks for the low severity of yesterday's incident with our past president. And we pray that he has full recovery, and pray for those who are affected by it, which it is the whole country, but especially to those who have lost their loved ones, and for the family of this young man who did this incident, Lord. Bless each and every one of us. Give us an understanding, and may we see the purpose of this in days to come. Forgive us of our sins, and we especially pray for all those who need to be prayed for. In Christ's name we pray, amen.